Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is Arnie LaRich. How are you today, Arnie?
Doing well. I just came back from Florida and lots of snow up here.
Yeah, I know. Welcome back to winter. It's too bad you couldn't have stayed down there just a little bit longer. But we're glad you're up here because we've got important things to talk about. I know we've had you in the past to talk about the issues pertaining with the waters in SCOTA with the Wordsmith Air Force Base. And you've got some updates to give us, don't you?
That's right. Restoration Advisory Board that has been meeting. And you can see the YouTube video on MIC TV, SCOTA, and we have an upcoming meeting. But we have some big updates since our meeting in February. And what the big one is that there's been significant delays of 3 to 4 years in implementation of cleanup by the state and upper management in the state and the Air Force. And it's gone into a dispute resolution phase with the DEQ starting in December, and we're pushing hard with the state managers to resolve that and start doing action with cleanup and remediation to protect our resources.
Okay. Now, in terms of that, where are we standing right now on that, Arnie?
They've had a couple of meetings, the DEQ and the Department of Environmental Quality and the Air Force. And they have another one coming up the end of this month. And we're hopeful that it'll be resolved so that they don't have to go to court, which would not help anyone, and delay it even further. It's been delayed about 4 years, and that's not good. In different ways, it's been delayed. So there's hope that it's going to be resolved in the next less than a month, and then we can get back to actually taking real action to protect our environment and health.
Boy, no doubt about that. Well, tell us a little bit, let's go backtrack a little bit, the Restoration Advisory Board. What makes up that board, and tell us about what your job description is?
Well, first off, the contamination we're talking about is what they call PFAS. Mm-hmm. They're from the AFFF, which is the foam, the firefighting foam that was used to put out fires, and lots of training. And the Restoration Advisory Board is an augmentation to all the agencies that have been involved, about 8 of them, working at the base for the last 20 years. But now we're augmenting with community representation of 9 voting members, 15 in total with alternates. And I'm the co-chair of that new part of community representation.
All right. Now, speaking of that, I know you guys meet on a regular basis, but there is a meeting coming up on Monday, a special town hall meeting. Tell us what's going to be happening on Monday, Arnie.
Well, the Restoration Advisory Board meets every 2 months, and its meeting is in April on the 18th. This new meeting that's being held by a veterans group to protect their rights for health and impacts that they've been exposed to, and going over their rights in educating the local veterans and residents. That's going to be on Monday at the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the VFW, at 6 o'clock.
Okay, at 6 p.m. Yeah, that's in SCOTA there on Chrysler.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's correct.
Now, is everybody welcome to come out to this meeting Monday night?
Yes. Yeah, the public is definitely welcome.
Yeah.
What they're looking for are people, veterans or families or residents who feel that they have possibly been affected by drinking the water or drinking while the base was open, or the residential water after that, and to learn about their rights for property values and also drinking water protection.
Arnie, if they can't make it out to that meeting but they want more information, you guys have a Facebook page and a website, or predominantly a Facebook page they can check out?
The Facebook page for the veterans meeting on Monday, it's the name of the group is Veterans and Civilians for Clean Water Alliance, and you'll see an event there that they can click on and say they're interested or going, and it'll give more details about it. The other place that you can go is to the new action group in the local community. It's called NOW, N-O-W, Need Our Water, and they have a Facebook page by that same Facebook name, N-O-W, Need Our Water. And you'll see more information about what they've been collecting and educating the public about the local communities about the PFAS contamination.
Okay. Arnie LaRich from the Restoration Advisory Board. Arnie, we're glad you could spend some time with us today, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again in the near future here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin.